Saskatoon. Métis Nation Saskatchewan and the Federation of Sovereign Indigenous Nations leadership have expressed their appreciation for the newly appointed federal cabinet members following Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's announcement of a reshuffle on Wednesday, July 26. MNS President Glenn McCallum welcomed the appointment of Gary Anandasangari as the Crown Indigenous Relations Minister, expressing confidence in his commitment to continuing positive change and progress between both parties. Minister Anandasangari's appointment comes at a critical juncture, as numerous challenges and opportunities lay ahead. MNS is eager to collaborate with him and the federal cabinet to continue our self-government path and settle the Iala Cross residential school claim, said McCallum. At MNS, fostering open communication, inclusivity and constructive dialogue can build a stronger, more resilient nation for generations to come. I want to thank Ministers Miller and Carolyn Bennett for their commitment and public service. Their Miller and Bennett leadership has significantly impacted our nation, and we look forward to continuing our relationship with Minister Anandasangari. Anandasangari, elected to Parliament in 2015 and previously chaired the Standing Committee on Indigenous and Northern Affairs, has a proven track record of improving the relationship between Indigenous peoples and the federal government. The MNS is particularly eager to collaborate with Anandasangari and the federal cabinet on their self-government path and resolving the Iala Cross residential school claim. They also acknowledged the contributions of outgoing ministers Mark Miller and Carolyn Bennett and look forward to maintaining their relationship with Minister Anandasangari. Meanwhile, FSIN Chief Bobby Cameron thanked all outgoing cabinet ministers, with a special mention of Justice Minister David Lametis and Bennett, for their assistance and cooperation in addressing issues affecting First Nations across Canada. The executive thanks the outgoing cabinet members, particularly Ministers Lametis and Bennett, for their service and hard work towards improving the health and safety of First Nations peoples, said Cameron. We strongly encourage the new Minizers to carry on and complete the work that many First Nations have been advocating for under our inherent and treaty rights, including health, treaty land claims, housing, education, and participation in the Canadian economy, to name a few. Cameron welcomed Arif Virani as the new Justice Minister and Yaara Sachs as the new Mental Health and Addictions Minister, who will replace Lametis and Bennett, respectively. The FSIN leadership looks forward to continuing to work together with the new appointees. They urge the new cabinet to facilitate constructive dialogue and expedite the process for the benefit of Indigenous communities, emphasizing the importance of genuine engagement from all levels of government. As the new cabinet takes office, both Indigenous organizations express optimism about the opportunities and challenges ahead and reaffirm their commitment to finding sustainable solutions and advancing common goals.